play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good afternoon from John Thiel Gymnasium, ready to tip off the game between the Diet Eagles out of Chicago and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg starting the same five as Wednesday night with Lamont Ross and Chad Johnson at the guard spots. Aslan Butler will play a two guard along with Austin Garnett down low and Ryan Carl in the center court circle to jump this game underway, and the Silver Streaks win the tip for the second straight game. In the half court, it's Lamont Ross at point. Right side, Aslan Butler with it on the wing. He'll shoot the three and got it.
That's the one thing we talked about watching the previous couple of games, is that as long as we can shoot from the perimeter, we got a chance to win any game in here, because these teams that we've seen so far from Chicago are not good perimeter teams. They have to work awfully hard for their points driving to the basket. If we can hit 8 or 10 three-pointers in a game, there's nobody we can't beat.
Darcy Alford, the 5'10 junior, plays the point for the Eagles. Jason McMillan at the off guard, a 6-foot sophomore. Here's a carry called as Alford dribbling to the right side. Looks like he got tied up a little bit with Aslan Butler, but it goes as a turnover on the carry against the Eagles. Galesburg scored the first 15 points of the game in the win Wednesday night, thanks largely in part to a lot of Chicago talent turnovers. Silver Streaks have scored the first three here this afternoon, and Butler shoots another three and hits it again.
Well, that answers the question. Many might be saying, well, why is Aslan Butler out there when he's one of the biggest players on the team? Why isn't he underneath? Well, he's got that ability to shoot the long ball.
Didn't have to shoot the three a whole lot last year, and playing low post like he did, he really wasn't out on the perimeter very much. But the change that the Silver Streaks have had to make with losing so many players to graduation this year, as we talked about in the pregame with Mike Reynolds, it's put Butler in a different position. And he comes out firing here today, hitting a couple of threes early on. Chad Johnson gets a foul in the half court. Diet inbounds. The Eagles wearing the home white. Silver Streaks, premier new black uniforms here in this game. Here's a double dribble called against Darcy Alford. Two turnovers on the Eagles in two possessions. 6:46 to go. We're just underway in the first quarter. Johnson will inbound along with Ross in the backcourt. Alford will wait at half court to pick up. Jason McMillan and Alante Walker will play out high defensively. This is Johnson with it on the right wing. Good look down low. Austin Garnett lays it up and in. Beautiful feed from the outside by Johnson, and 15 in a row to start the game Wednesday. Streaks score the first eight of the game here this afternoon. Minute and a half into the contest. Second game of the season for both of these teams. Here's a 5-second call. Too much dribbling by Alford. Not enough movement in the half court. And that's three straight turnovers by the Eagles. And a 30-second timeout called by Coach Clarence Smith.
Well, these Silver Streaks are making those new uniforms look especially sharp the way we're playing here in the first couple of minutes of this. And it's so refreshing after what we saw the game before to actually see some offensive sets and running some. Maybe they had some plays called in that other game before this one, but it was pretty hard to tell. This the structure of the team, plus hitting a couple of shots, doesn't hurt either from Aslan Butler. We couldn't play any better than we have here in the first couple of minutes of this first period.
Aslan scored only 2 points in the opener last week. His season high last year was 12, so he's capable of putting up double-digit figures. Well, he's well on his way with 2 3-pointers here in the early going. 6 of the first 8 points by the Silver Streaks, and we've played only a minute and 40 seconds of the first quarter. This is Ryan Carl with it outside the free throw line. Dribbles once, hands off to Chad Johnson, shoots the 15-footer and swished it, and the Streaks haven't missed. It's 10 to nothing. Johnson had a hard time shooting the ball the other day. He shot just 3 of 12 in the opener Wednesday night, but he hits his first shot here this afternoon. Double-digit lead for the Silver Streaks just 2 minutes into the game. Alford reverses directions on the dribble. There's another 5-second call with Lamont Ross all over him. And Johnson, or rather Alford, is having a terrible time at the point guard. He has turned the ball over 3 of their 4 turnovers here in the early going.
Diet hasn't got a shot at the basket yet. Silver Streak's defense has just been too good. And as you heard their coach tell us, they graduated 10 seniors last year. They're very young and raw as well.
Ryan Carl with it on the outside. He needs to do something with it, and he can't get the ball away with Omar Anderson guarding him. Carl was just doing too much looking around, and all he needed to do was just dribble once, and that would have started the new five count, but he doesn't even get the ball on the floor, so the Streaks turn it over for the first time. So whereas Diet hasn't been able to get off a shot, the Streaks haven't missed a shot on their end, but that was their first turnover, first time they did not get off a shot in the half court. Down the lane, a dump off underneath and right to the hands of Corey Collins. Butler with the steal, up court to Chad Johnson. Now Garnett hands off back to Johnson, gets it to Lamont Ross in the midcourt circle. 5:15 to play first quarter. Galesburg trying to build on a 10-0 lead. Johnson on the alley-oop, down low, through the hands of Ryan Carl. Might have been intended for Garnett, yeah. But the pass was really just too far in between. It wasn't enough over Carl's head that he was totally certain that anyone was behind him. So he went up high for it, but it was a little out of his reach, and he tipped it away from Garnett out of bounds. In the dribble in the half court, Alford now picks it up. Backdoor cut, driving baseline, reverse layup, won't go down. First shot of the game for Diet. Carl comes down with a rebound, but his foot's on the baseline, and the Eagles will get it back.
Well, you know, the other night, Talent Academy committed 32 turnovers and thought that was a huge amount, and I'm not sure that maybe Diet won't be pushing that before this game is over. They've got five and six possessions here.
Both teams have won their opener. Here's a running jumper that goes off the back of the rim. Rebound batted all the way out to half court. Apparently Aslan Butler touched it last, and Diet will get another crack at it. 4:47 to go first quarter. Streaks have scored the first 10 points of the game, leading by double figures, and Galesburg will get some substitutions here. Here's a running terrible jumper off the back of the rim. Darcy Alford just fired it up toward the glass on the run, well off the mark, and then he fouls on the rebound after the miss. 0-for-3 from the field are the Eagles to go along with five turnovers, and into the game, Kendall Thompson for the Silver Streaks. Austin Garnett and Ryan Carl sit down, and Grant Gibson, the freshman, is in for his first time at 4:41 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, so Thompson and Gibson, who both gave us a big lift off the bench the other night, the first ones off the bench to do some substituting for the Streaks tonight.
Chad Johnson, top of the circle, Gibson. Tough pass on the inside intended for Butler, but batted away from the backside. Corey Collins picks up the foul on the reach. So with the change in personnel on the floor, that puts Butler down low post now, moving from the two guard down to the forward spot. He gets the inbound, lays it up. He got held on the way as Vines just had to grab him to prevent the easy layup, and Vines was frustrated that Aslan Butler was able to get open so easily. Streaks running some very effective inbounds plays here in the early going, and it gets Aslan Butler to the line for his first trip this season. 4:27 to go in the first quarter, 10-0 Galesburg. Butler shot 77% from the free throw line last season.
Got a lot of the rim that time, but couldn't get it to crawl down. Yeah, Aslan was real strong from the line last year.
Second one on the way, and that one rims in and out. 0-for-2 from the line. Streaks haven't missed other than from the free throw line.
Both of those free throws caught the inside of the rim on both sides. Neither one would go down.
Alante Walker with the rebound. Diet with the ball, trailing 10-0. There's a foul away from the ball against Galesburg, apparently, trying to fight through a screen. That'll be number one on the game on Kendall Thompson. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks. Eagles have three with 4:15 to play here in the first period. On the inbound, Walker looking, and the junior does get it in. Just inside half court to James Vines, and the junior starts trying to get around a screen. Frees up for a shot. Quick pass down low. Omar Anderson shoots it over the rim. Rebound put back won't go either, and Grant Gibson gets the rebound for Galesburg. Eagles still haven't made a shot. Down the lane, Kendall Thompson up and in with a foul on the floor. Gives him a chance at a three-point play.
Well, Kendall Thompson, nice fake, because he was looking outside like he was going to kick the ball out as he was moving down the lane, and then real quickly decided to just take it on up over his man, and a nice driving layup from the left side by Thompson, who's got a chance for a three-point play, and technically we still haven't missed a shot outside of the Aslan Butler shot, and he was fouled doing that.
Thompson makes a free throw, finishes off the three-point play, Galesburg scores the first 13 points of the game here this afternoon. Just past the midpoint of the first quarter. A little full court pressure by the Streaks. Eagles break it. Walker pulls up on the left side. Now kicks it back out on the point. Alford with the dribble. Working his way left. Works around Lamont Ross. Big block by Aslan Butler.
Wow.
And he comes down with his own rebound but stepped on the baseline when he came down. So the Eagles will hang on to it. Great read by Aslan Butler to come in from the weak side.
Terrific timing as he saw that play coming. Flew across the lane and swatted it away with his left hand.
On the inbound, looking, pass out high to Alford, now has it, trying to dribble past Lamont Ross, cuts him off, works his way back around to the perimeter on the outside. Jonathan Sampson dribbles it back off in between the circles to Alford, and they'll reset the offense now. With a crossover dribble, picks it up inside the top of the arc, skips it over left, wide open, now they drive. Under the basket, hits the bottom of the rim, James Vines couldn't get it up and over the rim. Streaks come up with a rebound, then nearly throw it away, but Diet is on the end line, and the Streaks will now have to take it the length of the court after hanging on to the possession.
Well, Diet, like the teams we saw in the previous game, Thornridge and Corliss, do not like to shoot the three. They had a wide open look there, decided to pass it up to drive to the basket, then threw up a wild shot.
Kendall Thompson penetrates, dishes out to Ross for three off the front of the rim, and the rebound, foul on Aslan Butler. His first, third team foul on the Silver Streaks as he just crawled the backside of his defender going up for the rebound.
And that was a problem for Aslan at times last year. He would commit some fouls that, you know, wanted him to be aggressive, but sometimes a little too much, not in the right spots, and getting foul trouble.
Then he bats the pass away at midcourt, drives all the way, misses the shot, rebound knocked out of bounds, and it'll go back to Galesburg. Ross came in crashing from the backside. And that prevented the Eagles from being able to come down with the loose ball rebound, and the Streaks get another crack at it now. First miss of the game offensively. Sorry, second miss of the game. Now Butler from the corner, the near corner, knocks down another three. He has nine. The Streaks lead 16-0, and a 30-second timeout called by the Silver Streaks.
Diet did a very poor job reading that because on the inbounds, Aslan Butler was down here in the corner below us, and he's clapping his hands, yelling for the ball. Well, at that point, if your defense is awake, you'd think somebody would go out there on him. But Thompson got him the ball, and he was still wide open and had several seconds to really look at the rim, feel where he was. That's so important, measure the shot. And then Aslan, with his nice touch, had no problem burying that. Then his third three of the third or the first quarter, and something you don't see very often in any game, a 16-0 lead.
That's after he got the bat away at half court and then took it down the lane going up for the layup. So, I mean, he's been all over the place here. So, crashing the lane, going in for rebounds, shooting from the outside. Butler's had a fast start to this game with nine of the Streaks' first 16 points. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure. The Eagles break it. Behind the back on the dribble, Walker double dribble.
Seven turnovers now on Diane in this first quarter as the Silver Streaks. Well, they would do Ralph Henning a big favor if they would get a 30-point lead and get continuous clock in the fourth quarter, that's for sure. We're running an hour behind.
Chad Johnson gets his first rest of the game. Drew Nall in to replace him. Silver Streaks with only two starters remaining on the floor for the time being. And here's a foul and a reach called as Thompson worked his way to the right side, and that'll be the fifth team foul now on Chicago Diet. Second of the game on James Vines. Well, the action has been up and down for sure, but it's favored the Silver Streaks here in the early going, leading 16-0. They have looked very crisp. Nall on the curl around to the outside. Ross shoots a three, rims off, and the rebound to Vines for the Eagles. Ross has missed his first two shots. Otherwise, Streaks have knocked down just about everything they put up. 2:15 to go in the first quarter, a 16-point Galesburg lead. Collins on the outside. The sophomore passes left. Losing the dribble. Vines chases it down on the wing. Now has it knocked away by Kendall Thompson. Loose ball picked up. Here's Grant Gibson leading the break. Dishes it behind him. Butler sets and comes up short on the three and then the rebound. Nice job by Vines to throw it off Grant Gibson out of bounds. And Diet gets it back.
Yeah, Laslin really wasn't quite set for that. He tried to get himself set because he had been hot, so I think if he hadn't hit his first three shots, he doesn't take that one. But I think he felt the hot hand and tried and just wasn't a real good shot.
Full court press leading the break to the other end. Layup missed. Rebound on the floor. Fought for. A whistle. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg. Somebody on the end line, batted the ball loose after Omar Anderson missed the breakaway layup.
Bayet 0 for 6 from the field.
Boy, I've got him 0 for 8. Under the basket, Jonathan Sampson goes right, tries to get it up from the low blocks, but he got fouled, so he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws here.
I've got him for 8 turnovers. Is that what you're showing? Or did
yep.
I didn't miss any of those.
Yep. Drew Nall picks up the foul on the reach for the Silver Streaks. A couple of substitutions for Galesburg. Garnett and Johnson will come back in. 1:48 to go first quarter. Dyett's first free throw is good. And finally, they are on the board. Jonathan Sampson hits the free throw. Galesburg scored the first 15 points of the game. In a 38-point rout Wednesday night, they score the first 16 points of the game here. And it takes a free throw by the senior, Jonathan Sampson, one of the few seniors on this Eagles team, to get him off the schneid.
Well, Dyett won their first game.
Maybe they played Chicago Talent.
I thought the same thing. Talent got beat 70-44 in the early game today.
No, with a three from the near corner. Drew hit a couple of threes in the opener Wednesday, and he knocks down his first one here this afternoon from the corner right below us. 19-2 Galesburg. 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. On the outside, Collins now gets the pass away before the 5-second call. There's a travel called as Vines did some dancing through some defenders, took a few extra steps along the way. That's the ninth turnover on the Eagles, and the Streaks try to hit the 20-point mark in the first quarter for the second straight game if they can score on this possession. Thompson at the point across midcourt. Garnett on the outside. Dribbles left, hands off to Thompson. Curls around to the free throw line. Tosses it behind Nall, who can only chase it down into the backcourt for the turnover. 5 turnovers in the game on Galesburg now. 1:13 to go first quarter. Silver Streaks lead by 17. They have knocked down 4 three-pointers, 3 of them by Aslan Butler, who leads all scorers with 9. 1:10 to go. Alfred at the point in the midcourt circle. Works his way left, guarded by Chad Johnson. Top of the circle, a 3 by Collins. Short, rebound on the floor, scramble for it through the legs of Grant Gibson. Now another scrum for it right in the lane, and finally the officials call the tie-up, and the Eagles will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
5 offensive rebounds, and actually 3 of them loose ball rebounds for Dyett. That's one of the things, generally, public league teams, they like to just get the ball up on the rim and then get right after it time and time again. And we saw it early. We'll see it here again in this one. They're just relentless when that ball is either up on the rim or on the floor. It's tough to get it away.
Vines throws it away. Got up in the air trying to pass or shoot. Didn't know what to do. Just threw it away. Nall picked up the loose ball. Led the break to Austin Garnett, who missed the layup. 19-2 Galesburg. Into the front court. Alfred with it. Fade away from 15 feet. Swished it. And there's their first basket of the game at the 36-second mark of the first quarter. Now a little full court pressure. Inbounds to Kendall Thompson. Leads the break. Down the left side of the lane. Throws it up and he draws the foul.
Little surprise.
Kendall really thought he was going to make that shot. He was just trying to draw contact, and he got that accomplished. First foul of the game on Frank Rogers.
Didn't miss the shot by that much either when
really
he had
didn't.
His back to the basket. But really a one-on-two break that time, but he did have a step, so he went ahead and took it on in, even though most of his teammates were trailing the play.
Thompson made 1 of 2 free throws in the opener Wednesday. He makes his first one here after making one earlier on the three-point play. 20-4 Galesburg. Leading Chicago Dyett. It was 20-2 at the end of the first quarter the other night, right? Yep. So the defense is slacking off today, giving up 4 points in the first quarter today. Second one by Thompson. Good. He has 5 points off the bench in the first quarter. 21-4. Galesburg on top. Butler with 9. And our Dave's Out-of-Body Crunch Time Player of the Game from Wednesday, Kendall Thompson with 5 here in the early going. 2/3 of the Streaks' points in the first quarter. Fake 3, now the 18-footer on the way, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Chad Johnson leads the break to Drew Nall. Over to Ryan Carl. Now they swing it right side to Thompson. Down to 1 second from the corner, Garnett. Off the back of the rim, that's the end of the first period. 21-4 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Craddy. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Sign up to win a WGIL Christmas card with a $100 gift card inside. Register at one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
1 quarter gone here at Galesburg High School. Second game of the Thanksgiving tournament for the Silver Streaks. Third game of the day in what's been a really pretty long day here at John Thiel Gym for anyone who was here from the very beginning. Carson Cheeseman into the game for the Silver Streaks, who lead it 21-4 over Chicago Diet after 1 quarter. This is Cheeseman with it now, picks up his dribble, needs help, bounces it away to Ryan Carl in the far corner over by the Eagles bench. Now gets it off to Cheeseman on the wing, skips it back out behind him to Lamont Ross, who's come back into the game. Soft bounce pass intended for Butler, stolen away. Vines at the other end, lays it up and in. His first basket, it's 21-6.
Picked up their defense, at least in that first possession. They were a lot more serious about playing defense, and I think that must have been the focus of that quarter break discussion.
A very good foul in the backcourt by Darcy Alford. Carson Cheeseman on the dribble, and Alford just reached in and fouled him 75 feet away from the basket, and that puts Galesburg in the bonus now. 7:23 to go in the first quarter with a 21-6 Galesburg lead. Aslan Butler with 9 in the first quarter. Kendall Thompson had 5. Drew Nall hit a three-pointer off the bench. Here's the first free throw, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Ryan Carl. Backs his way in and puts it up and in. Big rebound off the missed free throw by Garnett. Galesburg leads 23-6. Excuse me, a missed free throw by Cheeseman, rather.
Streaks were 7 of 12 from the field in the first quarter, including 4 trays. Diet just 1 of 11. Neither team handled the ball particularly well. Diet with 9 turnovers, Galesburg with 5.
Just underway in the second quarter. We played a minute, 23-6. Galesburg on top by 17. That was their lead at the end of the first quarter as well. Here's a launch three from the corner down on the right side and a foul call on the rebound. Alford looked like he just really didn't know what to do with it, so he fired it up toward the rim, as Jim mentioned, late in the first quarter there. Just put it up on the rim and let your team go after it, and that's what happened. It led to a foul on the Silver Streaks, first of the game on Ryan Carl, and the fifth against Galesburg here in the first half. Eagles will inbound it from the right of their own basket. Out high, on the dribble drive, down the lane, off the backboard, and a charge called as Chad Johnson was there waiting. And when you dribble it in all the way from the outside, it's pretty easy to see it coming, and Chad did a good job of getting there, setting himself, and it's the third foul of the game on James Vines, the junior, who will now have to go to the bench on the 10th Eagles turnover.
Well, Chad Johnson used to getting run over once in a while, being the catcher on the baseball team, and he played baseball well into the summer and at a very high level, we're told, for the Reds organization. So he's a guy that's not afraid to take a charge.
Down low, nice look to Ryan Carl, who cuts in from the left side. Gets the reverse layup on the right side. He scored the last two baskets for the Silver Streaks, has 4 on the game, and now here's a turnover by Diet. Sloppy ball handling, actually more just sloppy on Alante Walker, the intended receiver of the pass, just went right through his arms, and he chased it down on the sideline, dribbled it on the sideline, and gives it back to Galesburg. Cheeseman across midcourt on the dribble, approaching the 6-minute mark of the first half. Left side, Johnson, looking down low on the alley-oop. He elects to give it off to Cheeseman instead on the outside. Into Aslan Butler at the free throw line. They left him open. Shoot, scores.
Butler showing great touch. He's hit the three-pointers. That time a nice floater in the lane required a a very soft touch as he was moving towards the basket, and the big guy got it done.
The defense collapsed on him, then backed away. So that left Aslan with about a step and a half he could take freely to the basket. And Jim said he just floated it up there. He's in double figures with 11 now. Now foul on Galesburg at the other end. Second of the game on Ryan Carl. There's a quick three on the way. Alford can't hit. Long rebound batted out of bounds, and the Eagles will hang on to it.
Chad Johnson, they're doing the next best thing. If you can't get the rebound, just get it out of there. And that's exactly what he did, swatting it. He didn't have the right position to go ahead and grab it over the back, so just knocked it into the Diet bench, or the Galesburg bench, and Diet gets it back.
Streaks go small. Carl sits down at 6'5 with his second foul. Grant Gibson at 6'3 comes back in. 5:45 to go first half. Streaks lead by 21. It's 27-6. Aslan Butler's career high last year was 12 points against Rantoul down at the Charleston tournament. He has 11, and the Streaks force another turnover. Here's a three and a big block as Carson Cheeseman was late getting the shot off from the far wing and skying from the weak side. Collins knocked it out of bounds, and the Streaks do hang on to it.
Yeah, Carson never saw that one coming.
On the inbound out high, Ross loses it off his knee, chases it down. Now they collapse on top of him and nearly collapse him onto the floor. And that'll be a foul call, too aggressively going after the ball. And everything Lamont could do to not only keep his feet but try to get that ball. He's going to get a one-and-one here after the ninth team foul on Chicago Diet. And that's a third foul now on Darcy Alford. So already Vines on the bench with three. Now Alford, the point guard, will have to go to the bench with his third foul. Yeah, 5:25 to go first half.
Official Joe Thompson almost really anticipated that foul. I thought he blew the whistle just before the collision. He saw that one coming when Alford was blowing out there against our guards and finally ran over somebody. And Ross now makes one free throw, got another one coming, and we'll probably get a lot of opportunities from the line here with nine fouls already on Diet. Still over 5 minutes to go, second quarter.
Lamont was one of two from the free throw line the other night. And now here's a travel called as both Butler and Ross contest the rebound as Darius Ray chased it down, got it, but then got called for traveling with a little bit of contact. And now Chad Johnson will inbound after the 13th Eagles turnover here in the first half. Johnson's pass is deflected. Butler skies for it to save it. Now into the corner, Johnson hesitates, drives with a one hand, misses everything. Under the basket, Alante Walker with the rebound. 5:10 to go, first half. Streaks lead by 22 at the other end. DeAndre Smith with the drive on the left hand. Too strong off the glass. Rebound, Gibson, outlets to Ross, up and in.
That was nice. Make them pay for throwing up a piece of garbage is what he did on the other end. And Long Karam got the Streaks out and running for a transition basket.
Now trying to dribble between traffic. DeAndre Smith lost the ball. He picked it up off the floor and again just threw it up toward the basket. And then it got knocked out of bounds on the rebound, so the Eagles will hang on to it. 30-6 Galesburg, 4:50 to go first half. On the inbound, Walker looking, and a timeout called before the five-second call came. 4:50 to go. Let's see if it's a full timeout or a 30. I'm guessing a full timeout. They've already used 1:30. In fact, the official's still waiting. They are just going to call a 30-second timeout.
Huh. Well, we saw a lot of timeouts at the end of that last game that were pretty unnecessary. Thornridge just kept calling them, even though they were double digits behind.
They were down 20, and they got it down to, what, 12? But they were down 20 with 2 minutes to go. And by the time they got it down to 12, there was 35 seconds left, I think. It was pretty unlikely to happen at that point.
They called one with 4 seconds left, still down 12 points or whatever it was. So, yeah, we're really glad to get that previous game in the books. Should have some better ball coming up. In fact, this game that follows us could be a real good. We're hearing good things about the Urbana team. We know Moline's tough. That could be a good ball game.
Urbana has brought back almost everybody from last year when they were pretty good last year. And they're a year better with most of their key players back. Not quite at the midpoint of the second quarter here. Galesburg leading Chicago Diet 30-6. Eagles with the ball. On the left side, Arnold Graham, the sophomore, passes it away. Between the circles, Darius Ray, the senior, with it. Now gives off. On the dribble, DeAndre Smith around to the left side, and Trevon Diggins guarding him closely as the Streaks have tried to go a little quicker here with Trevon in the game, and he gets called for a little bump, his first. And that's the seventh team foul on Galesburg. Sends Diet to the line. DeAndre Smith will get a 1-1 here.
Yeah, Trevon knows physical. He was playing defense with his biceps that time and got called for it. He was bumping up high on the arms a little bit.
First free throw good. Smith will get a second. 30-7 is the Galesburg lead. Scored 70 points in the opener in their win over Chicago Talent on Wednesday night. Second free throw is perfect. Smith looks good, shows good form from the free throw line. The deficit is 22 for the Eagles. Thompson across midcourt. Left side, Ross for three from the wing. Missed it. Rebound put back. Diggins too high off the glass. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Back to Galesburg. Looked like Gibson had come down with it, and somebody just reached in and knocked it right out of his hands. Clogging the lane defensively, the Streaks break it open, and the outlet pass out high to Diggins. Now Butler's three-point shot is partially blocked, and the rebound by Corey Collins comes down with it. Butler just didn't quite get the release off quickly enough. Now Diggins bats the ball away on the dribble, a dive for it on the weak side. Lamont Ross picks it up as Diggins got tackled. He's used to that. Kendall Thompson, skip pass right side. Here's Trevon digging in. Gets hammered, going up for the shot under the basket. Comes out of there quickly, ready to shoot two free throws.
Wow, does he bring energy in, huh? Woo! That the only way, I mean, he was quick to poke it away, but without the dive, it's not a turnover. The only, I mean, see, look at his left elbow. He got a floor burn on that. But he dove after that thing and just got his nose in there ahead of the Diet player, and then got it off, and now Diggins had a chance at some free throws. He comes in ready to hustle.
His first free throw attempt of the season. Scored 2 points in the opener Wednesday. First free throw is off the back of the rim.
Well, that free throw looked like a football player. Crashed off the back iron.
Shot it with a lot of energy, didn't he? 3:53 to go first half. Again, just past the midpoint of the second quarter. 30-8 is the Galesburg lead, and it stays there as Diggins misses both free throws. And then Lamont Ross has the rebound. Loose ball picked up on the weak side. Gets it over to Gibson in the lane. Butler drives, and he gets hammered, but I think we've got an offensive foul called going the other direction. Haslin took it pretty aggressively to the basket. There was a lot of contact there. I'm not sure the call maybe couldn't have gone either way, but no complaints with the Silver Streaks leading by 22. It is their seventh turnover.
Steal.
Streaks show full court press. Diggins gets a hand on the loose ball, gets knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Diet, knocking it out of his hands. 15 turnovers on the Eagles now. Having a hard time even breaking the Galesburg press, getting into the front court now. On the outlet from down low, Diggins gives off to Ross. Left side, it goes over to Thompson. Wide open look to Gibson from the left side from 14 feet. Good extra pass look from Kendall Thompson. Gibson gets his first basket of the game. Galesburg leads 32-8. Full court pressure. The Eagles break it this time. And then a terrible pass. I don't know what DeAndre Smith was thinking. He just sort of batted it up in the air and went right to Grant Gibson. Thompson loses the dribble. Ross picks it up, shoots the 18-footer off the front of the rim. No spin at all on that shot, and the rebound picked up by the Eagles. Now the Streaks will get back defensively. On the right side, and a push called on Gibson. Looked like Walker was going to take it up the right side along the sideline, and then Gibson gets called for a little shove, his first foul.
This quarter has slowed down, and again, that happens when you get up in the foul territory we're at. Diet's put us in the double bonus, and we are just about one more foul away from returning the favor.
2:59 to go, first half, 24-point Galesburg lead. Alante Walker to the line, first one up, hesitation, and in.
It was funny when I talked with athletic director Ralph Henning before the game. I asked him that question. You know, as an athletic director, do you encourage the officials to kind of let him play? He cringed. You know, but he said, well, his thought was that that game before us, there really weren't any cheap fouls called. He thought it was that physical.
Second free throw missed. Gibson and Jonathan Sampson do battle for the rebound, and then it gets knocked out of bounds. And Joe Thompson, the official, says it's last touched by the Silver Streaks. 23-point Galesburg lead over Chicago Diet on the inbound. Flips it out high. Jonathan Sampson now passes it right side. They'll dribble it back out with Collins, the sophomore, playing the point now. With Alford and Vines on the bench with three fouls for Diet, I think, Jim, they've actually played a little better with their two starters sitting down. Here's a missed shot. Gibson comes out with the rebound. Looks like the Streaks want to set some offense here. Off the bench, Gibson with four rebounds now.
Well, defensively in the man, they haven't allowed us the wide-open threes.
Down low, Drew Nall under the basket, missed the bunny wide open, then got his own rebound. On the outside, Kendall Thompson flips it up. Rebound by Garnett. Three shots at it. The Streaks can't get it down. And the rebound finally pulled down by Collins. He outlets to Nall for three. That one rolls off. And on the fifth try, they finally come down with a rebound. Did you get all that?
I got it. I got all the numbers. I couldn't tell you who did it all in that flurry. But we're looking like Chicago Corliss that time. That team gets so many shots in around the basket. It doesn't get many to fall, but they did win their game ahead of us.
Under 2 minutes to go. After 21 points in the first quarter, the Streaks have put up just 11 here in the second quarter, but they've extended the lead. They led by 17 at the end of the first quarter. They now lead by 23 at 32-9, and they've actually led by a bigger margin than that even here in the second quarter. 1:35 to go in the half, and a bad pass knocked away. Nall did a good job getting on his man after he picked up the dribble. Thompson on the break on the other end puts it up and in. And it's 34-9 now after the 17th Eagles turnover. Then the pass through the hands of Ray, unguarded in the backcourt, so he's able to take a few steps, pick up the loose ball across midcourt. Diggins picks him up there. Ray on the dribble out high in the midcourt circle, works his way to the left wing. Now behind him to Collins. Nall guarding him out high. Drew goes for the steal. Frees up Collins to drive to the other end, right into traffic, and then gets tied up.
Nice job.
And on the held ball, the Eagles will hang on to it.
Yeah, Thompson, good. He kind of stepped aside there for a second. I wonder what Kendall was doing, but he saw that opportunity with the high dribble to just reach in there and grab the ball. It's exactly what he did. Joe Thompson making the call underneath, got the tie-up.
Here's a three on the way, won't go down. Diet saving the ball, nearly going out of the gymnasium, saving it to Austin Garnett, who brings it across midcourt with Kendall Thompson. Now on the right side, Gibson gives it back to Nall in the corner. Back out to Kendall Thompson. He'll dribble back out to the volleyball line and reset the offense. Garnett at the high post to the free throw line. Chad Johnson, left side Thompson for three. Short. Rebound knocked around. Corey Collins comes up with it for the Eagles. Leads the break. One on three. Puts it up and in. 34-11. Gillsburg by 23 with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Thompson across midcourt. Stops. Gets off to Chad Johnson for three. That was an unnecessary shot so late in the half. But the Streaks get the rebound with Thompson. Dishes it back out to Gibson. In the lane. Forces it up and in. 36-11 with 5 seconds to go. On the inbound, McMillan, the sophomore, with one, and they're not even going to get off the shot. 36-11, Galesburg by 25 at the half. We'll take a look at first half statistics, individual scoring, and we'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff when halftime coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Loves Sporting Good.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Lots of action in the first half here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Second game of the Thanksgiving tournament for the Galesburg boys basketball team. And it's been a very successful start for the Silver Streaks. Routing Chicago Talent Development 70-32 Wednesday night. And leading 36-11 at halftime here in this game. Streaks scored the first 15 points of the game Wednesday night. They scored the first 16 points of the game this afternoon. Led by 17 at the end of the first quarter and 25 here at halftime. 36-11 over a Diet team that has already played a game and won, but is young, just like the Silver Streaks, as Jim talked with Eagles head coach Clarence Smith in the pregame. They had 10 kids graduate off a somewhat successful team last year, so lots of kids trying to find new roles, just as the Silver Streaks are doing here, but it's Galesburg that's doing it better in terms of helping those players find their roles, at least in this game, leading by 25 at the half. Jim, let's take a look at some of the first half statistics, and obviously these are going to be heavily in favor of the Silver Streaks.
And no shortage of marks to be made on paper in that first half. The Silver Streaks got off to a hot shooting start, especially Aslan Butler hit three three-pointers. Streaks hit four trays in that first quarter. Didn't hit one in the second. They cooled off a little bit. 7 of 12 from the field first quarter, 7 of 18 in the second quarter. So all told in the first half, Galesburg 14 of 30, 46%. Still pretty good job in that first half. I thought Diet's defense was quite a bit better in the second quarter than what it was in the first when we were able to get just really whatever shot we wanted. As for Diet, they really struggled. 3 of 19 from the field, 16% at halftime. 1 of 11 first quarter, 2 of 8 in the second quarter. In some regards, they really haven't squared up and taken many clean shots at the basket. As we've said a couple of times, they just kind of run down, throw it up towards the rim, and hope they get the rebound. And it's been a pretty poor offensive effort by Diet so far. As for the rebounds, a lot of those to be had with the number of missed shots. It's pretty well even. Galesburg trailing by 119-18 in the rebounding battle. But 17 Diet turnovers to just 7 for the Silver Streaks, and that to me, outside of our shooting early on, is the biggest stat in this one at halftime.
Silver Streaks are 4 of 13 from three-point range. As Jim said, they did not make one in the second quarter, shooting 0 for 5. Diet is 0 for 3 from three-point range, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. If there's anything offensively you can say for the Silver Streaks that they definitely need to work on at this point, it's at the free throw line. Only 1 of 5 at the line in the second quarter. Make sure I didn't miss one there.
There's Trevon Diggins had a couple that were I think we can pretty well call laying bricks on the two that Trevon had there. But
yeah,
we said, you know, you're not going to get a perfect game from him. He's just such a good athlete. He's so strong, more football oriented, but came in and gave us a nice lifted energy, even though he isn't maybe probably the softest touch on his shots right now.
So 1 of 5 in the second quarter, only 4 of 10 from the free throw line for the game so far. And this is coming after a night in which the Silver Streaks made only 8 of 13 in their win Wednesday night, less than 62%. So that's got to get better. Free throw shooting not obviously important here in the first couple of games here, but when things are on the line, it'll have to be a lot better than that if the Streaks are going to continue to win games. They lead here at the half, 36-11. We'll take a timeout, take a look at the individual scoring when we come back on the halftime show, and also get a word with the Streaks coaching staff. Silver Streaks lead at 36-11. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast. Sunny and breezy today with wind gusts around 30 miles per hour. High of 62. Chance of showers after midnight tonight. Overnight low of 50. Breezy still tomorrow. Occasional showers as well. High of 52 early on. The temperature's falling into the 40s by late afternoon. Cloudy and much colder tomorrow night with a chance of light snow after midnight. Overnight low of 28. And on Sunday, partly sunny but blustery. High of only 38. It's 57 at WGIL.
One game is in the books for the Silver Streaks today. Another is on the way. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me again tonight from John Field Gym as the Streaks battle Urbana. Pregame at 6:55 on WGIL.
36-11 is the halftime score. Galesburg on top of Chicago Diet out of the Blue Central Division of the Chicago Public League. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here for both clubs here this afternoon. Not many big numbers for the Eagles, as you would imagine, having scored only 11 points in of anybody with more than two. Corey Collins, Jonathan Sampson, Darcy Alford, James Vines, and DeAndre Smith all have 2 points apiece. Alante Walker has one. Clarence Smith has played a lot of guys in the first half, as you might imagine, for a team that's trying to find its own way, as we talked about, as the Silver Streaks have done to some extent here in the early going as well. And let's see, one, two, three, four, five other players have played but have not scored for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, Aslan Butler leads the way with 11. Kendall Thompson off the bench with 7 is the second leading scorer. Then you've got Austin Garnett and Ryan Carl each with 4. Lamont Ross and Drew Nall each have 3. And Chad Johnson and Grant Gibson have 2 points each. Also into the game, Carson Cheeseman and Trevon Diggins have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead it by 25 at the break, 36-11. As you heard Jim mention just a moment ago, Silver Streaks will play again, taking on the Urbana Tigers later tonight here on WGIL. Oh, and he's ready. Let's go down to the sideline with Steve Cheeseman.
Steve, a similar situation to what you had on opening night. Nice big lead at halftime. They won't all be this easy this year.
No, not at all. And again, we wanted to get off to a good start, and we did that. I thought we got a little ragged in the last half of the second quarter. We're going to be the kind of ball club that's got to stay within our system. And if we get out of our system, it's not going to look very pretty. So we talked in there at halftime that, you know, we've got to continue to grind out offensively, make the extra pass, make sure we're paying attention to details, guard on the other end, and do it as a team. And if we do that, we've got a good opportunity. When we get away from that, we're going to struggle. And that's got to be our goal here, to continue to play our game.
I guess defensively hit the boards, because it seemed like they just are content to throw it up there and then go after it.
Yeah, and we've got to pursue the ball better. We're waiting for the ball to come to us. We need to go get the basketball and do it as 5 men on the defensive end. If we do that, we'll be okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman and any member of the Galesburg coaching staff who visits with us at halftime coming out of the locker room. It's 36-11 already. The Streaks have come out of the huddle and are on the floor ready to go. Diet was very late getting out of the locker room, so the Eagles are still huddling up, and let's see who they will send out. Kendall Cox, it'll be Jason McMillan. They both started the game. See who else is on the floor. Alante Walker comes out. They've got a couple of players who weren't even in the huddle there. They've got 3-4 players on the floor. James Vines will start the second half after picking up 3 personal fouls in the first half. And they're going to start Alford. Nope, they're going to start Corey Collins, the sophomore, here in the second half. So Darcy Alford, the junior, really struggled at the point for the Eagles in the first half. Turned the ball over a number of times, picked up 3 personal fouls. So Vines will not start, or rather Alford will not start the second half. It'll be Collins instead for the Silver Streaks. It'll be the same starting five with Ross after the inbounds from Johnson, Carl, Garnett, and Aslan Butler. Has the ball briefly knocked out of his hands. Quick pass down low. Garnett with the pass gets blocked from behind and gets fouled from the backside. Called on Corey Collins, his second, and Streaks ran a nice offensive set there. Got a pretty good look to Austin Garnett. Oh, they're going to say the ball. Okay, all right, he is going to shoot free throws. So Garnett to the line, where last year struggled a bit. Of course, course, he shot only four free throws all season, made one of them. He's 0 for 2 here today. And missed his only free throw attempt on Wednesday. So Austin still trying to knock one down at the free throw line.
Another thing that runs in the family, we talked about his brother Brian, and that was never his strong point, shooting free throws.
And he misses them both.
Brian's strong point was being strong.
Being strong, that's right. So the Silver Streaks now 4 for 12 from the free throw line as a team. Here's a ball knocked away. Butler picks it up. Leads the break to the other end, and a blocking foul called as Butler stops on the low block, draws contact, and Aslan will get a couple of free throws here now. So 24 seconds into the game, a turnover and two team fouls on the Eagles.
They're going to call that one on the floor now.
They sure are.
Say it's out of bounds.
So just like that, Collins sits down, and Darcy Alford back into the game. So he started the game, did not start the second half. I take it back. They're going to put Keziah Coleman into the game, the 6'1 junior. Long three by Chad
wow.
Johnson knocks it down.
Yeah, that was two good steps beyond the three-point arc for Johnson that time.
It's the lead up to 28 now, 39-11. First three-pointer of the game since the first quarter for Galesburg. We're not even a minute into the second half. The Streaks have extended the lead. Now here's a near steal. But the pass gets away. Inlet pass intended. Ball knocked loose by Carl. Picked up by Garnett. And here's the Streaks leading the break to the other end now. Butler pulls up. Free throw line. Banks it in.
Did he call it on that one? I think maybe he intended to. I'm not sure. But sometimes when you're straight on like that, that is the better option. Especially if you're trying to slow your momentum down a little bit. You know you're going to shoot it too hard. Just go ahead and shoot it straight off the glass.
So easy to shoot it off the back of the rim when you're moving to the basket.
Yes,
like
it
that.
Is. Or you pull up and try and put too much touch on it and then shoot an air ball, which
yeah.
is really a high point of your career.
30-point lead for Galesburg. A minute and a half into the second quarter.
Your teammates see that one on film and you hear about that for a while.
Oh, a long time. On the outside, Coleman, the junior who did not play in the first half, now plays the point here in the second half. Bounces it back behind into Darcy Alford, playing with Thru's three personal fouls. Dribbles his way to the left side. Streaks in the man defense, guarded by Ross. Now the pass out to Collins, guarded by Chad Johnson. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks lead by 30. Coleman on the outside. They haven't gotten it within 18 feet of the basket yet on this possession. And now Butler forcing Coleman out to the far sideline. Here's a double team on the sideline, and they do step on the sideline. Collins couldn't keep his balance over there. 20 turnovers on the Eagles, and they've turned it over on their first three possessions of the second half.
Well, similar to the first quarter, what they had it, I think, five times before they ever got a shot off. Here, three times and no shot for Diet. The Streaks, with that 30-point lead, will make Ralph Henning real happy if they hold that into the fourth quarter.
Good luck from Chad Johnson down to Austin Garnett, who lays it up and in. And Garnett with six on the game now on the assist from Johnson from the left wing.
Yeah, and a good finish by Garnett that time, too.
And a bullet pass through the lane to nobody and about knocked the great out on the end zone down here. He threw it so hard. So four turnovers and four possessions.
Especially when the gymnasium isn't that full, you can really hear those miscues that way.
5:20 to go, third quarter. Butler pressured on the sideline, gets it out to Johnson. Another long three, and it's off the hands of Butler on the rebound, out of bounds.
Chad was thinking he was Anthony Lindauer there.
Well, he really didn't set himself, though.
No.
He got it, and his legs were spread apart, and he was kind of leaning toward the sideline instead of squaring up to the basket. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks lead by 32.
Anthony Lindauer's show is up next when Moline takes on Urbana.
And he can definitely knock him down from that far out on a regular basis. Here's penetration into the lane. Streaks try to cut off Collins, who somehow gets the shot off and a scramble for the loose ball. And the Eagles come away with it. Fourth rebound for Alante Walker. Now the pass lobbed onto the baseline. They kick it back out. Running jumper from 15 feet, short by Darcy Alford. Rebound knocked loose out of the hands of the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg does get it back. Just about 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter, on this Black Friday, and call it a Black and Gold Friday, the way the Silver Streaks are playing here in the early going. Leading by 32, scored the first 16 points of the game, and They have done nothing but continue to build on the lead. Now Ross kicks the ball from the backcourt into the front court. Turnover to the Eagles. Bad pass behind Alford, but he hangs on to it, chases it down, brings it back out high to reset the offense, guarded by Johnson. Midpoint of the third quarter coming up. After the Galesburg game, as Jim mentioned, Moline and Urbana, what could be one of the real marquee, what I think is one of the real marquee games of this tournament, and it'll come pretty early. Here's a quick 17-foot jumper off the back of the rim, rebound by the Eagles, and then a foul on the putback. Omar Anderson came down with it after the bad miss by Alante Walker, and he got fouled for a chance at a couple of free throws here. Third foul of the game on Ryan Carl.
The streaks changing up their defenses, frustrating Diet. That time they went into a double stack up on the high post and then saw the streaks were in more like a half-court zone trap, and then they tried to readjust, went to the high post and dropped it down low. Ended up getting some free throws, but it took a long time and some yelling from the bench to figure out what they wanted to do.
Didn't take nearly as long for Diet to get into the scoring column. We were under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter before they finally scored their first point of the game from the free throw line. It's 3:59 to go in the third quarter when they get their first point of the second half, and both of them coming from the free throw line. Diet showing good form at the line, making 7 of 8 in this game, but they still trail by 31. Butler at the other end alters his shot on the way up, and the ball gets wedged between the rim and the backboard, and that goes back to Chicago Diet. Well, doesn't happen very often.
No, we see a couple of those a year. Just has to be perfect to get wedged in between the board and the rim that way. And
nobody for Diet wanted to inbound it. They had five guys standing in the backcourt, and they were all looking at each other. Finally, they do get it into Darcy Alford.
Chris, this is pretty good. At this level, one of our players just jumped up and poked it out. When I was in school, a wedgie, it was a major stoppage of play. Nobody could get the ball down. I have to go get a ladder.
Or a broom. Here's a miss by Collins, and he comes down holding his hand. He thought he got hacked on the way up. Butler had the rebound. It was just ripped out of his hands. He looked at the official and said, "What's up with that?" And now finally, after another miss, Ryan Carl, out of a triple team, does hang on to the rebound. Garnett at the other end misses the shot, and then the rebound right to the hands of Omar Anderson back to the Silver Streaks.
He's gotten to be pretty sloppy offensively on both ends of the court.
Sure enough. On the inbound, Ross nearly dribbles into a double team, does some pretty fancy footwork to keep the dribble away from them and work away from it. Now still has it in the midcourt circle as the pressure's off. Over to Garnett on the left wing, approaching the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Boy, Garnett was just getting grabbed right out in front of everybody. Finally, Joe Thompson calls the foul on Kendall Cox. That'll be the third team foul on the Eagles. 3:02 to go, third quarter. Back into the game, Grant Gibson and Kendall Thompson for the Silver Streaks. Garnett and Carl sit down. Streaks did not make a substitution for the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. Johnson on the sideline, inbounds into the backcourt to Thompson. Kendall across midcourt, left side on the wing. Johnson picks up his dribble, throws it behind Butler. Nice job to kind of keep the dribble and hang on to it, but finally his momentum takes him out of bounds. Ninth turnover on the Streaks. Tough pass by Chad Johnson. It was everything Butler could do just to try to make something out of it. But eventually he does go out of bounds trying to corral the dribble.
7-2 advantage in the period for Galesburg, but again, outside of a couple of good shots early, offensively not real crisp.
30-point Galesburg lead, 2.5 minutes to go, and now Diet nearly turns it over. Nice job by Johnson, the freshman, to chase down the ball on the far sideline and then keep his balance even after a bump and not go out of bounds. Now Johnson has it again. The freshman fires a three off the back of the rim, rebound over the back and up and in on the offensive putback. But Kendall Cox did a nice job. It wasn't a true over and back. He just did a nice job to avoid the contact. At the other end, Chad Johnson hits the three for his second three-pointer of the game.
Streaks were in a 1-3-1 last time down. Looks like that's what we'll do here again. Mike Reynolds told us, you know, after the post game out of the first night, the zone he wasn't real pleased with, that he felt like some of them were taking it as little time to rest, and that wasn't the idea.
Three-pointer on the way. Won't go down for Alford. Long rebound tipped out to Kendall Thompson. Gets contested on the dribble. Gets it away. Here's Johnson. Another three from the wing. Short. Weak side rebound. Pops over to Butler. Double team. Corrals it. Puts it up and draws a foul. Haslam battled hard for that one down low. He'll get a couple of free throws.
Butler started out, looked like he might have a 30-point game today, but after getting 11 fairly quickly, he sat down quite a bit of that first half, too. Hasn't scored a whole lot since.
46-15 is the Galesburg lead. Butler to the line, 0 for 2 in the game. He shot 2 in the first quarter, missed them both, makes this one here. 3 points in the second half. He's got a career-high 14 in this game. Galesburg leads by 32. 1:39 to go. Second one up and in as well. 48-15, Galesburg by 33. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Down low, good look to Omar Anderson, puts it up and in. 48-17, Galesburg. Grant Gibson to the free throw line, dribbles between a couple of defenders and gets fouled.
He really got mugged. The team foul number 5, so still a little ways from the bonus here. Streaks have committed just one team foul here in this fourth quarter, or third quarter. That's a good move when you're this far ahead.
On the inbounds, Chad Johnson airballs a 3 on the weak side. Butler with a rebound, gets it up and in. 4 rebounds for Aslan, 16 points on the game. Comes after a missed Chad Johnson 3, and there's the 6th team foul now on Chicago Diet.
I'll give Chad an assist on that. I think he meant to airmail that clear across the other side because he knew Aslan was there.
Awfully generous of you. 1:18 to go, third quarter.
Wanted to make it look like a shot.
Right back to the line. And misspoke. He has 17 on the game. I think I said he has 16. Free throw up and rolls out. So the free throw struggles continue for the Silver Streaks. Rebound by Omar Anderson. Across midcourt, the Eagles with it. Approaching the one-minute mark of the third quarter. Bounce pass on the right side. Eric Johnson on the dribble. Now gets it back after the handoff from Corey Collins. Works it all the way out to the midcourt circle. To the free throw line, dribbles into traffic, throws it off Grant Gibson's leg. We're going to have a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks instead. Reach-in foul call on Kendall Thompson on the hack. His second. And only the second team foul on Galesburg here in the second half. Johnson and Butler sit down for the Streaks. Marcus Ross into the game, and Zach Wilkie for the first time in this one. Running jumper rolls through for Corey Collins. He has 4 points now. 48-19, and here's a turnover in the backcourt. Collins with the steal, then missed the layup, and fouls Kendall Thompson coming out with a rebound.
Yeah, an opportunity there for Diet to avoid the continuous clock when we got to the fourth quarter, but missed the uncontested layup. And now Silver Streaks can build on their 31-point advantage with 43 seconds to go third quarter.
And the fourth foul of the game as well on Corey Collins, who frustrated after he missed the layup. Then fouled Kendall Thompson coming out with the rebound. So Kendall to the line has not scored in the second half. Scored 7 in the first half. Gets the friendly roll. He has 8 on the game now. 51-19.
Didn't have to ask to Coach Clarence Smith of the Diet Eagles a second time about what they were going to do between games. They've got reservations, I think, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That was a pretty quick answer he gave you, wasn't it?
I think they may sleep out there as much as the kids like that place.
52-19. Thompson makes both free throws. He has 9 on the game now. He had 8 in the opener Wednesday off the bench. 35 seconds to go still here in the third quarter. As we've been running behind schedule all day since Chicago Westinghouse arrived late and the first game got started late. But this game is not going to make up the full hour off track that this tournament is on, but it'll help as we'll be in continuous clock in the fourth quarter. Down to 15 seconds to go third quarter. Streaks lead by 33. Pass between the circles to Collins, playing still with those 4 fouls. In the midcourt circle, Alford. Works his way left, down to 4 seconds to go, trying to get him to start the offense. Nice little dish off underneath the basket, and then Kendall Cox just flat out missed it. 52-19 at the end of 3. Streaks having some fun. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. high power bill-itis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Carson Cheeseman back into the game for the Silver Streaks, along with Drew Nall, Trevon Diggins, Marcus Ross, and Zach Wilkie. So the starters are done for the Silver Streaks for the rest of this game anyway. They'll get rested up for a much tougher contest against Urbana coming up tonight at 7:15. Cheeseman on the inbound out cross midcourt. Gets it to Marcus Ross. Double team. Looked like Marcus was dragging his pivot foot, but it's not called. We're in continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Galesburg leading by 33. Cheeseman on the left wing, sticks his backside out, trying to clear some room. Good reverse dribble on the pick and roll to Wilkie, who gets blocked on the way up. And the loose ball rebound chased down by Corey Collins. Wilkie had five off the bench the other night against Chicago Talon. Johnson, the freshman at the point in the midcourt circle, will be guarded by Drew Nall. There's the screen, works right around it. Pass down low and the foul from the backside on Wilkie. Only the third team foul on Galesburg here in the second half. Streaks outscored the Eagles 16-8 in that third quarter. Jim, what did the numbers look like?
Well, Diet continues to struggle from the field, just 3 of 12 again, so they are 6 of 31 for the game. Not going to win very often, no matter how good your defense is at that clip. Silver Streaks were 5 out of 9, makes them 19 of 43 for the game.
Another turnover leading the break. Trevon Diggins at the other end does a little bit of hang time under the basket to get the man behind him defensively. And the Streaks lead by 35. Go ahead, Jim.
Diet turnover parade slowed down a little bit. I show him just a 5 there, 17 for the, 5-22 for the game. Silver Streaks had 3 turnovers themselves, and the rebounding just about even, both teams in the 25 neighborhood.
Runner down the lane with the left hand. That one rolls off. Rebound put back good by Jonathan Sampson. His first points since the first quarter. That's 54-21, Galesburg. Right side Diggins driving into traffic and a couple of free throws coming. Took it hard to the basket from the right wing, and Trevon will get a chance to try to get his free throw percentage back up after missing two earlier.
You'll see that a lot from Trevon when he gets an opportunity, because like we said, in the football, the running back, he's used to getting the ball and then getting clobbered. And that's what he did that time, but they didn't even get him to the floor.
But he misses the free throw off the front of the rim.
To say, if he's going to continue to drive to the basket aggressively, that's great, but he's got to spend some more time on those free throws, because he's going to spend time at the line. You need to be able to capitalize on that, and right now he hasn't come close in 3 tries.
Had us only 5-for-9 shooting in that third quarter, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Second one by Trevon.
That'll work.
Well, he was short on the first one, so he gave it that little extra oomph on the second one, and gave it a lot of extra oomph as it turned out.
He's laughing over there as he sits down.
Oh, he's always smiling about something.
Ryan Hart's giving it to him there next to him.
Seth Morling into the game for the Silver Streaks, replaces Diggins.
Eric Smith is explaining the trajectory of the bank shot from the free throw line.
Streaks still keeping the pressure on. Morling playing the point, defending the point now. It's 5 against 5, number 5, and Darcy Alford travels with it. Kid's had a hard time handling the ball, hasn't he?
Yes. Now, has he got 4 fouls or still at 3?
He's at 3. He hasn't fouled in the second half, but he's approaching 10 turnovers. Here's Drew Nall around the screen. A 3 from the top of the arc. Won't go down. Loose ball rebound. Wilkie. He'll fire it up and get fouled. Zach's active in there under the basket. Undersized, but battling hard, and he'll get a couple of free throws here.
Well, again, the whistle not stopping the clock as this one's rolling right on through now here in the fourth quarter. This is the, I think, fourth continuous clock game we've had already here. And in the 2 days of the tournament.
Free throw by Zach rolls off. So already we're at the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Could not get the continuous clock that we were closely eyeballing that Corliss and Thornridge game early on, but Corliss couldn't put Thornridge away late in the third quarter, allowed him to get a little closer, and then they never did get continuous clock in a game that was very lengthy as it was.
I guess this would just be the third of the tournament, both the talent games and now this one.
Three out of the five, yep. And now the Streaks lead by 35 with 3:40 to go in the game. Penetration, double team, and a steal by the Streaks. Wilkie, outlet to Morling with a left hand short. Rebound Marcus Ross as it knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds, back to Diet.
Well, tough. Morling going in left side. He tried to wiggle underneath and get that shot up and in. Couldn't quite get it. Good effort, though, by Seth.
3:15 to go in the game. Great baseball family, the Morlings. Seth will be back on the baseball field, but he's not thinking about that right now with the basketball season just underway. Here's a drive by the Eagles and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. Will be only the fourth of the game on Galesburg here in the second half. The foul on Marcus Ross is first, but it is a shooting foul. And the clock continues to roll under 3 minutes to go in the game. First free throw up and in by Vines. His first point since the second quarter. He has three on the game, 56-22.
Tim, I think of baseball out here at Sunberg Field, I start sweating. The last game I watched was that final Legion game, which is 17-15, I think, that loss to Mattoon that knocked the Legion out of the tournament. It was about 100 degrees out there that day. And I don't know, how many innings did they play in that? 14 innings? It went on and on.
We were on vacation. I missed it.
Good choice.
Leading the break to the other end, Wilkie tries to dump it off to Marcus Ross. Diet briefly got the steal, but trying to whip it back in bounds, deflected it off a teammate out of bounds, so Galesburg hangs on to it. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg by 34, scored the first 16 points of the game and have not been challenged. Down low, Ross puts it up, left side, won't go, rebound to the Eagles. Sampson comes down with it for Chicago Diet. Marcus still looking for his first points on the season. He didn't score in the game on Wednesday night. Here's a bad pass over the head of Sion Burns, the freshman, under the basket. Goes up high for it, but like a wide receiver, right through his fingertips and out of bounds back to Galesburg. 90 seconds to play.
So Diet not short on numbers. They brought 15 strong down here for this.
And they're playing them all. Drew Null through the lane. Good job by Morling to hang on to it. Gets it over to Marcus. Too strong off the back of the rim that time, and then he pushes on the rebound.
That'll
be his second foul.
He's had three good opportunities down low and just can't get it in.
Fifth team foul, so with a minute to go in the game. Will not be a 1-1. And a substitution by the Eagles, and the clock continues to run with 50 seconds to go in the game. Coach Mike Reynolds takes a few steps out on the floor, kind of gives some grief to Joe Thompson, but they're both smiling about it. 40 seconds to go in the game now. On the dribble, dumped down low, baseline, a block by Morling. Arnold Graham brought it in from the left side. Morling got a hand on it, prevented the easy basket. Now Cheeseman with it into the front court to Drew Null with 28 seconds to go in the game. Marcus, outside the free throw line, gets off to Morling. Around a curl, banks it in from 18 feet.
2 points for
Seth. Boy, the bank's been open a lot today, hasn't it? This game and the previous game.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Black Friday. Guys need to make some withdrawals, so we've gone to the bank a few times.
58-22, one final shot won't go down, and that's the end of the game. 58-22, Streaks win it. They are 2-0 on the season. Diet falls to 1-1, and the Streaks will play Urbana coming up tonight at 7:15. We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up, including final statistics and a word with the Streaks coaching staff, all ahead on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for a limited time. Buy McRib Extra Value Meal and get a second McRib sandwich for just a buck.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And, of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today to start saving.
The official WGIL forecast. Sunny and breezy today with wind gusts around 30 miles per hour. High of 62. Chance of showers after midnight tonight. Overnight low of 50. Breezy still tomorrow. Occasional showers as well. High of 52 early on. The temperatures falling into the 40s by late afternoon. Cloudy and much colder tomorrow night with a chance of light snow after midnight. Overnight low of 28. And on Sunday, partly sunny but blustery. High of only 38. It's 57 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer, as the Galesburg Silver Streaks improve to 2-0 on the season. 58-22 pounding of Chicago Diet. The Eagles out of the Blue Central Division of the Chicago Public League, and the Silver Streaks scored the first 16 points of the game, scored the first 15 of the game in the win on Wednesday night over Chicago Talent Development. So first quarter's been good to the Silver Streaks. Don't think that'll quite happen again tonight against Urbana. But no, we'll take it while we can get it.
No, these first two games have been nice, they've been fun, but tonight we'll find out quite a bit more, I think, about ourselves when we play what I'm sure is a more disciplined and skilled Urbana team.
Assistant coach Steve Cheeseman is joining us now, so we'll get our traditional post-game interview from the coaching staff and find out their take on it. We knew that wanted the team to get a little more under control at the end of the first half, play a little bit more settled, and I think they did that in the second half, but we'll let Jim Lee and Steve Cheeseman tell us more about that here in our post-game interview. Jim?
All right, well, Coach, we came out, really the halves were pretty similar. We came out and executed our offense pretty well early in the first quarter. In the first part of the third quarter, seemed like then we kind of got into their flow a little bit. But by and large, I think you got to be pretty happy with the results.
Yeah, I mean, the MO of this ball club has to be about execution on both ends of the floor, doing it as a team, doing the dirty work, paying attention to details. And I thought we accomplished that in both the ball games we played so far. And that part of it, we got to be pleased. Now, are we satisfied? Obviously not. We got to get better and we got to refine some things and polish some things. But overall, our effort's been very good. They paid attention to detail. They've got off to great starts like they've needed to and done the things we've needed to do here in these first two games.
You've had the ability to use a lot of players as well. So going forward, nice to get that confidence in all of those players.
And there's not enough could be said about that. We want to get these kids the experience that hope will pay dividends for us later. We've got to have a bench that contributes. And these kinds of games where we get kids in and get them quality time and the length of time is good, that's big.
Aslan Butler came out, hit three threes right out of the gate. He was your high scorer, I think 17 at last count for the ball game. And this year, we've said it at different times over the years, but maybe this year as much as any, it's anybody's guess who's going to lead this team on a given night.
Yeah, and that's the way it needs to be. I mean, we have no players that are going to be able to take a game over. They've got to do it within the system of our ball club and the philosophies that we have. And that's the kind of thing that's going to show itself as situations arise and opportunities present themselves. Kids step up, and today Aslan did that beautifully. He's very good around the glass, on the offensive glass with his putbacks, and he's normally a good free throw shooter, and he hit a lot of free throws here in the second half. So, yeah, he did, and we talked to him a little bit about the first game. He needs to be a little bit more instinctual and not think so much. I think he came out there today with that kind of mindset and had a very good ball game.
You forced 30-plus turnovers in the opener, over 20 turnovers in this one. Do you think this club is going to be able to continue to at least be a team that creates 15 or more turnovers in a lot of your games?
Well, we sure hope so. I mean, we're long. If our kids understand our system and they're buying in right now and doing a good job with that and understand the defense is going to win you games, if we don't force that kind of numbers and turnovers, at least we're going to force bad shots and get people to play out of control a little bit or at a speed they don't want to play. And I think we can be very effective defensively. And we're also trying to do a few things schematic-wise. And all of those things, I think, are going to pay off for us down the line.
Have you and Mike been surprised by anything you've seen in the first two games? Any players that have maybe played a little better than what you thought in practice or anything that surprised you?
No, I think that the biggest thing we're pleased with right now, and again, we're not going to rest on our laurels and we're not pleased to the point where we think everything's taken care of, but how hard they've worked, how much they paid attention to details, and I think that they've really, really come a long ways in terms of all of that stuff, their mindset, their approach to the game, how important they understand team is from the beginning of summer to where they are now. And I think that that's a testament to how hard they've worked and how coachable they are. They're buying into what's going on, and that's big. So I think that ability to come from point A to point B has been very, very good, and we want to now take it to point C.
And you're 1-0 in your new dark uniforms.
Yeah, and those are sharp uniforms too. And you know, when you're playing this many games over a short period of time, it's certainly nice to have another extra set of uniforms so that we're not having to wash them so often and doing all those things with such little time.
Still got the gold ones?
Still got the gold ones, and I'm sure they'll be brought out here tomorrow, I'm guessing.
All right, well, we'll find out a lot more about ourselves probably tonight when we face a little more disciplined and structured Urbana team.
Yeah, we think Urbana's a good ball club, and they're going to certainly present a formidable challenge, and we look forward to that, Jim.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to the Streaks coaching staff, in this case, Steve Cheeseman, for joining us here in the postgame. We'll take a timeout. Streaks win at 58-23. More postgame coverage, including final stats, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game still to come on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, bobby panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look at a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks win it in the first game here, their first game anyway, not the first game of the tournament today, but their first game. 58-23 over Chicago Diet. Let's take a look at the team numbers first of all, and then we'll run through the individual scorers. Jim?
Just looking at tomorrow's schedule, the game before us is Talent against Diet.
Can't wait.
Get your tickets early for that one. Silver Streaks shoot 44% from the field, 21 out of 47. Meanwhile, Diet just 20%, 7 of 35 as they struggled big time. They did win the rebounding battle. That's the one victory they got out of this. 31 boards for Diet, 27 for the Silver Streaks. But 25 turnovers really sealed the fate of Diet, and Galesburg with just 10. And so the Galesburg defense, the difference, again, we talked about the way the Streaks changed up the defense at times and confused Diet, but I think even if we went straight man all game, it's probably not a whole lot different score than what we got out of this one. Brad?
Diet made 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks just 10 of 19. Three-point shooting, Eagles were 0 for 6. Silver Streaks 6 of 19. Individual scoring, nobody scored more than 4 points for the Eagles. Corey Collins, Jonathan Sampson, James Vines, and Omar Anderson all finished with 4. Kendall Cox, DeAndre Smith, and Darcy Alford each had 2. Alante Walker had 1 on 1 of 2 free throw shooting. For the Silver Streaks, only one player in double figures was Aslan Butler with 17. And if you think about it from this standpoint, he only got outscored by 6.
Yeah.
Eagles had 23. Butler himself finished with 17. Kendall Thompson off the bench for the second straight game. Actually, I take that back. He wasn't the second leading scorer on Wednesday, third leading scorer, but the second leading scorer today with 9. Chad Johnson started the game, finished with 8 as the third leading scorer. Ryan Carl had 4 points. Lamont Ross, Drew Nall, and Trevon Diggins each had 3. Seth Morling had 2. Grant Gibson had 2. Zach Wilkie had a point. Marcus Ross and Carson Cheeseman did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it 58-23. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Make your plans now to attend the 30th annual Greater Peoria Farm Show. You'll see all the latest in agriculture with over 300 exhibitors. Arrive before noon each day and register for the daily early bird prize of $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by Soil Services. It's good for merchandise from exhibitors. As always, admission is free. It's the Greater Peoria Farm Show at the Civic Center in Peoria, November 29th, 30th, and December 1st. You'll have a great time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final order of business. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in a 58-23 win over Chicago Diet. Again, just like Wednesday night when the Streaks scored the first 15 points of the game. Not much of a crunch time when you score the first 16 points of the game. And really, the game never gets any closer than that the rest of the way. In fact, the Silver Streaks just built and built and built and built and built and built on the lead. So our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, actually a pretty easy choice here today, Jim.
Yeah, crunch time came real early, and our man of the game real early was Aslan Butler. Hit a three-pointer, hit another three-pointer, 6-0. Later in the period, hit another three, and we were off and running, and so that made our choice real easy in this one.
So Aslan Butler joins Kendall Thompson as our first two Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game. We'll go ahead and wrap up what we hope to be a pretty short post-game show here, because we've got another game coming up tonight for the Silver Streaks when they battle the Tigers of Urbana High School, who are ready to take on the Moline Maroons here in this final game of the first session here today. Our thanks to Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Thanks to you for being with us. Again, we'll be back on the air, if everything's running on time, 7 o'clock tonight for the pregame show when the Silver Streaks battle Urbana. It'll be the third game of the second session coming up this evening. For Brian Prescott, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good afternoon for now from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.